Welcome, everyone, to World Culture, where you'll take a trip from the comfort of your own home. We'll be diving into different countries around the world and having a closer look on their culture, where we'll go more in depth in what type of music they hear, typical foods, traditions, and touristic places. I'm your host, Belen Hernandez. Today, in our trip around the world, our stop is Honduras. I have with me today Carolyn Mullings, who is familiar with the Honduran culture. So, Carolyn, welcome. So, just to kind of start off, where in Honduras were you born or raised?
In a little village named El Cacao.
El Cacao. And how was the conditions there? Like, did you enjoy living there, or what did you do?
95% yes, but then we had a problem.
Why?
It's money-wise, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah. And then when did you come to the United States?
In 1975.
1975. And that was a hard transition?
Yes, because I have to leave my family, my job.
Mm-hmm. And do you speak your native language?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Do you think it's important to have that?
Of course.
Why?
Because that's you. That's who you are. Those are your roots. Mm-hmm. And why deny them?
Do you think that defines the person?
I think so.
In what way?
Makes you real. Like, that's who you were born. Mm-hmm. That's who you are. That's your culture. That's your family roots.
Mm-hmm. And you think it's important to pass that down to generations?
Of course. Yeah. Yes.
And does the Honduran culture practice a religion? If so, what is it?
Several, yes.
What would be the most common religion?
A Catholic.
Catholic?
Yes.
And does it have, like, any eating rituals?
Yes.
What would they be?
Well, there is a variety of races in my country. Like, we have the Indians, and we have the mixed, and we also have these are black people who are called the Garifunas.
Garifunas.
They speak a dialect.
Okay.
We all come from Africa. Me, we are called, like, on my part, they call the English people because these people came from Jamaica, and Jamaica was ruled by the English in that time.
Oh, okay. And then what would be the eating rituals that you mentioned? Like, what do they do?
Well, the natives, they actually eat tortillas, corn tortillas, and rice and beans, and chicken, and pork, and beef, and fish.
Mm-hmm. And what would be the most popular dish?
Rice and beans.
Rice and beans. Do you like, what is your favorite dish aside from that?
See, our habits are different since we are from foreigners.
Yes.
And so our habits are lots of coconut, also rice and beans, and lots of fish, and yucca root, and plantains, and bananas, and different type of desserts.
Desserts. Oh, okay. And kind of going off of that, what is the most celebrated holiday in the Honduran culture?
I think Christmas.
Christmas? What do they do?
Everybody gets together and they cook for one another. Neighbors share their cookings and on my time in the country. Now I don't know, but this is how I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
If they kill like a hug, a pig, or I don't know how you call it, and they share it with their neighbors.
So it's more to be like community-based.
Yes.
Yeah. And is it different, like going from that and then coming here where it's just more like families?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because here most of the people, they stay to themselves, the neighbors.
Yeah.
And up there is the opposite.
It's more friendly.
Everybody knows everybody, and at the market they know you, and in the bus they know you, and the taxi driver, they know you. Everybody knows everybody.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, so kind of going into how is physical contact viewed in the Honduran culture, would you say?
I would say it's a little different because up there you can hug people and you smile and, you know, unless you don't like the person, but the culture is that you're friendly to everybody.
So, kind of coming in here, like you said, they don't really know each other, things like that. So have you ever come across somebody where you'll say hi to them and they kind of just look at you kind of weird? Does that, like, make you feel? Because it's different, like, the American culture versus the Honduran culture.
Well, to me, in the beginning, I didn't understand because my way of living was different.
Yeah.
Where everybody's friendly. Well, not 100%, but once in a while you get a person who doesn't like you or you don't like them. It's normal. But it doesn't feel good when people reject.
Yeah, it's different.
Yes.
And what would be considered the most disrespectful for someone to do in the Honduran culture?
When somebody gives you a hand and you don't do anything, it means you reject them. So that's not a good thing.
And what would be the most respectful thing to do in the Honduran culture?
To answer in the same manner and... you know, to be friendly, say good morning or good afternoon or how are you, and introduce yourself or whatever. You know, depends on the situation too.
Yeah. And what would you say is one of the most commonly misconceptions of the Honduran people?
I don't understand the question.
So essentially, what do people think of Honduran people? What do you think that is not true? Like, what people think of the Honduran people do you think is not true?
That first say that we are all criminals or that you shouldn't be trusted, and that's something very, I would say, negative.
Yeah, because that's not how it is.
Yeah. Exactly.
How would you describe a Honduran person?
In my way of growing in my little village, people who are caring for one another, people who have feelings for situations, even though they don't know you, they give you a hand and treat the old persons with respect. Not only the old, but most respect for the older people and children and pregnant women. And you know, is the way I grew up is that if you go on the bus and there's a pregnant woman, the person who's supposed to
stand
and give the other, the lady, a seat.
Yeah.
And, you know, you grew up seeing these things, and it's very interesting to know that there are people like that.
And would, if that was the case, like if they weren't, if you were in Honduras and somebody saw a pregnant lady but didn't stand up, would somebody call them out?
Some people would.
Really?
Yes. Would say, what's wrong with you? I mean, have some manners.
I believe that that's something that I've seen happen here, actually, which is kind of crazy because you don't really see it as often.
Right.
But I feel like I understand that, and I think that's a wonderful thing. And what would you say is, what places would you say are essential to visit at Honduras?
Oh, the islands.
Islands.
And the ports, like in Honduras, there is a lot of seaside, I would say, villages. And it's very, they kind of lonely, but it's not crowded, you know?
Yeah.
But people now in the Holy Week, people used to go in crowds to the beaches, you know?
Yeah.
And I would say, And it's very green. If you go to the mountains, you're really going to enjoy it, too, because it's really green. It rains all the time, so it's tropical. It rains all year.
Do you go to the beach?
Not really.
No?
No.
So somebody who does go and visit, aside from visiting the islands, what else would be essential to visit, like places?
I would be, like the mountains or the rivers. We have lots of creeks.
Uh-huh.
We have... how would I say? Forest, you know, like if you want to have like a horseback ride and that's, I think Honduras is a country of many agricultures.
Oh, okay.
So practically everybody has trees in their backyards and they live out of little, you know, they cultivate like corn or yucca root or bananas, and you know, everybody has a little in their homes, so that's interesting to go see.
And is cultivation something that's very typical in
Honduras? Very typical, yeah. Yes.
And usually, is that kind of like how they gain their money? Like,
exactly.
Oh, okay. And but that would also be for the house, right?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. And what other ways were they, like, other than working, is there any other ways that they do to kind of gain money?
Yeah, lots of business. Like, they practically everybody finds something to sell to somebody.
Yeah.
And so I would say business, because, you know, if it's not bananas, it's planting, it's oranges and yucca root.
Mm.
And, yeah, that's a way of living. Everybody finds a way to sell, whether it's cooked food, like enchiladas, tacos, yuca con chicharrón, pescado frito, chuleta de chancho, con tajada de banano. So it's really interesting.
Yeah. And kind of going a little bit back to our previous discussion, I just wanted to ask, are there any gender roles that are common in the Honduran culture?
Yeah, I think so.
What would they be?
I don't know how to explain, but meaning about discrimination and stuff like that?
Not discrimination, like I would say like man and woman. So do men have more of a say than the woman in the household? Are they?
It's divided, you know?
It's divided?
Yeah.
It's equally?
Yeah.
And so if, let's say, a woman were to bring in the money, would that be looked frowned upon in the culture?
Not really, because there are many women who are strong and they are the head of the house, even though they have a husband.
Yeah.
So it's divided, because, and some men too, they provide everything for the home and they are the boss.
Mm-hmm.
So, but not everybody, it's not like 100% men bring the support to the home. So some women, it's divided. Mm-hmm. I would say 50-50.
And is usually like the common household always men and women, or is it like their grandmas and aunts and uncles?
Yeah, everybody's involved.
Oh, okay.
It's like it takes a village to raise a child.
Really? Well, that's nice. And what would usually, like, growing up, what would you say you saw more often?
Even the neighbor can correct you then.
Really?
The teacher is supposed to be your second father. They can spank you and they can, you know, not insult you, but correct you.
Yeah.
And they can guide you in the school hours.
Mm-hmm.
And if, for example, when my mom used to go out, she used to say to my neighbor, look, I'm going to go and work, pay a little look to my children and correct them, please.
Really?
And nobody spank us or anything.
Yeah.
But they would say, I'll tell your mom when I see her.
And that would scare you.
And that would be enough.
Oh, no. So then coming in here, like, is that different? Because we don't
do that. Of course. Yeah. Of course. They have different rules.
Yeah. So would you say that if you would have, like, someone take care of your child here and they would kind of, like, you know, set them right, would you be mad at that?
No,
because it's something that
I think is the right thing. Because if you see, you see, you tell, right?
Yes.
And if you see something to be corrected right there, I think it's the time. Because if you let it build up, like common people do in our days, that's why so much things are happening.
Yeah, exactly. And what do you feel like you identify yourself to be of one specific culture, just Honduran? Because you said you came to the United States at 19, right?
Yes.
So I feel like you kind of gained a little bit of the American culture.
Of course, yes.
Do you feel like you are just strictly Honduran?
No.
No?
No.
What do you see yourself as?
I am mixed. To start with, I'm a mixed, it doesn't show it by seeing me, but my mom was white. Yeah. So, and my father was black. So to begin with, I'm a mixed person with mixed culture in the home.
Yeah.
To start with.
And you mentioned that they descended from Jamaica, if I'm correct?
Yes. Yeah. My grandfather, actually in my two sides.
Yeah.
You see, on my mom's side, my grandmother was a white woman from Honduras, Indian. And my grandfather was from Jamaica. He was And she was very light,
yeah,
because her mom was white. And my father was very dark, mm-hmm, very tall, skinny and dark. And my mom was very short, white, and fat.
Do you think that when people, like, look at you and they're, what is the first thing that comes to mind that they tell you you look like you're...
Like an African-American.
African-American.
Yeah.
And do you feel like that's kind of like...
Yeah, I accept it because that's what they see.
Yeah.
They don't know my background.
Yeah. And do people get surprised when you tell them that you're from Honduras?
Yeah, they kind of say, no, and of also the race, because I say I cannot criticize a white person because,
yeah,
my mom was white, my grandma was white. I cannot criticize the black people because my father was black. So here I am.
And then, so you mentioned that you did speak your native language,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So kind of going into, like, the little language barriers, I know that there's different words in different cultures.
Of course.
Mostly in the Latin American cultures.
Yes.
So is there something, like, how would you say hi to somebody other than hola or things like that?
Well,
if you were, like, a friend.
I said, hola, ¿cómo está?
Uh-huh.
I would be, hi, how are you?
How are you? And what other words do you think, like, when you go over there, what are the typical words that people use that are not bad words, by the way?
No. To me, I don't practice the bad language.
Oh, okay.
I try to do the good language.
Yes.
To begin with. And this is how I was brought up, that you're supposed to, with your mouth, you prove who you are.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh.
Everything that comes out of you, it comes from your heart. Uh-huh. So you have to be careful.
Yeah. So then, like, if you wanna, I know that there's like slang words.
Yes.
For different. So what would be certain slang words that are typical in the Honduran culture?
The typical word that I most notice is puchicabos.
Oh.
Like, instead of saying a bad word, they minimize it.
Oh, okay. So it's not a bad word.
No, it's not, okay, a bad word. It's a ¿qué pasa?
Oh, okay. And then for what do you think, like with parents and stuff like that, do you feel like they have to pass down like certain traditions?
I do.
And what are the typical traditions that are seen in, aside from like Christmas, things like,
oh,
that?
Oh, people... Depends, you know, because people are divided. Depends, mm-hmm, on their religion, their conduct. Most of the time, depends on religion, on,
oh,
your
really?
Belief.
Oh, okay.
Depends on what, who you are,
mm-hmm,
on what you believe. Mm-hmm. That's who you become.
So do you feel like it's more, it's not depending on the culture itself, it's depending on the religion that they
I
practice?
I believe so.
And why is that?
Because I've seen it myself.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, that's my judgment. That's something that's true, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And what do you think, aside from, like, typical, like, you said, I think you said foods. Do you know how to cook certain foods that are, no?
I know how to. I know the recipe.
Yeah.
But, you see, I grew up working in a restaurant.
Oh.
And so I never practiced home cooking.
Yeah.
So I know how to do it. I know the ingredients, but it's not my practice.
Yeah. Really? And, but you would want to learn how to cook certain foods, right?
Yeah, of course.
What would be the main dish you would want to learn how to cook?
Tapado. It's tapado. Called tapado.
What is that?
Tapado is a, what would I say? It's a black people food.
Uh-huh.
It's made out of coconut and vegetables and fish.
Ooh, coconut.
So, but you have to do, you have to know how to do it.
Yeah. Coconut with fish.
Coconut milk.
Oh, okay.
Coconut milk.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to have all the ingredients,
uh-huh,
before it starts cooking, but then you start with the coconut milk.
Yeah. And is coconut usually one of the ingredients that people...
In the black culture, yes.
Oh, okay. Is there any other ingredients that are kind of like... different that would people wouldn't usually use in food?
No, I think major is the coconut that makes the difference in the recipe.
Is it to give it like sweetness?
Well, it is kind of sweet, but it's a like Caribbean recipe. Mm-hmm, Korean. So Hondurans is different.
So just to kind of, one last question, is there anything that you feel like people should know about the Honduran culture?
Yeah, I think that they should know that there are good people up there, mm-hmm. and good, willing to do good.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel like people should learn more and not just, you know, say, because they are people that look different in Honduras.
Yes.
So coming here, a lot of the time, it's always that, what would it be? Because either you are just one, you look like one specific culture, so you're exactly that. You know, for Afro-Latinas, for example, you know?
Yes.
So it's kind of different, right?
It is.
So you feel like people should kind of shed the light on that?
I do. So yeah. To be more informed.
Yeah.
Not to ignore the reality.
Yeah. And that there's people that look different but are still exactly. Hispanic.
Yes.
Okay. So that brings us at the end of our trip today. Thank you so much for coming, Carolyn. And you're listening to World Culture on KPCRadio.com. And I'm your host, Belen Hernandez.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.